Do you want to set your child up for success? Is tutoring out of your budget, or perhaps you're someone like me who just wants to save money on private tutoring? Is this a big school year for your child? You know, maybe they're starting kindergarten or middle school. Maybe there's another milestone coming up. Or maybe your family moved. Oh my gosh, I moved so much when I was growing up. And the kids are starting a new school. Or maybe your child is ahead and just not getting challenged enough in class. Well, IXL Learning is here to help. IXL Learning is a fun online learning program for kids covering math, language, arts, science, and social studies. It's powered by advanced algorithms. IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or the personality. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's right, it is school approved. So make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And How to Be Fine listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/fine. Visit IXL.com/fine to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. Again, that's IXL.com/fine.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Hello, and welcome to How to Be Fine. I'm Kristen Meinzer.
And I'm Jolenta Greenberg. And today, we're here with a little mini feedback episode for you.
That's right. Every third week, we share some of the stories you, our listeners, have shared with us about the topics we've most recently covered on the show.
Because a lot of you write in, and a lot of you have really smart, great things to say.
Today's topics are not washing and DOPA menus. Jolenta, shall we start off with all of our listeners, so many of them, who had thoughts on not washing?
Yes, yes. Let's get into it. Many of you wrote to us to say that you or your loved ones are trying to change your bathing habits after listening to our episode.
Yay! That's a win for us, right, Jolenta?
Yeah.
Maggie said, I enjoyed the episode on not washing. I typically shower every other day. I am guilty of taking longer showers, though. Something about being in the shower for a while is relaxing to me, but after listening to your episode, I've committed to taking shorter showers. The first one did not go so well, but I'll keep working on it.
Maggie, it's a process. It's not an immediate shift. Like, it's changing a habit. That takes time. Speeding things up doesn't happen overnight. And I'm proud of you for, like, even thinking about it.
Yeah, likewise. And the fact that you're already not showering every day, that's also a great thing if you can avoid it. Of course, not everybody can, but if you can avoid showering every day, you know, it can be a way to save water and maybe be a little more gentle to your skin. Maybe.
Ty Lee wrote in to say, today while driving my 13-year-old son, my phone automatically connected to the car stereo and continued playing the not washing episode that I had started earlier. I left it playing and casually turned up the volume because my son loves having 40-plus minute showers, often more than one a day. We have to bang on the door and threaten to shut off the water to get him out. I watched his face as Kristen outlined the reasons for not showering so much, and he looked very thoughtful when the points about wasting water came up. So thank you from this mom who is tired of being a nag. I truly think that 5 minutes of your podcast did more to convince my teen to cut back on the showers than months of nagging by me ever could have done.
Oh, isn't that always how it is? No one's going to listen to their mom, but they'll listen to a complete stranger.
Yeah, but some rando says it on a podcast and like, that's food for thought.
Oh, I never thought of that before. Oh, I could cut down on my showers. I don't need to take two showers a day that are 40 minutes. Meanwhile, mom is like, I've been saying this every day for months.
Yeah, that's so funny. Oh, my gosh.
But we are glad that we could make a difference for you, Ty Lee.
Yes, seriously. Sometimes it has to come from a stranger in a car speaker, and no amount of mom nagging does the trick. So we're happy to help. Let us know if there are any other topics that you want us to cover for your son, and we'll try and hit him. Who knows? And a lot of you wrote in to say you've been doing shorter showers for a while now, way before we did our not washing episode.
Yes. Jessica, for example, wrote in to say, I live in Australia and we're encouraged to take 4-minute showers. Our hardware stores sell shower timers. They're little hourglasses with a suction cup that you can stick in the shower and turn over when you get in to keep you to time. It's something I'm really conscious of.
That is such a smart way to do it. Just have a timer. You can also, if you like listening to music or podcasts, you can set your phone usually to turn off after a certain amount of time. Mm-hmm. So you can set your phone to play a podcast for only like 5 minutes if you want, or 4 minutes if we're going by Jessica's timer.
Yes, yes. I love that tip. Another thing might be listen to just one song. And I'm not talking Bohemian Rhapsody, by the
way. No Stairway to Heaven. Yeah. Do we just age ourselves that those are like the first two things we go to?
We did. Yeah. Let's move on to this letter from Annika, shall we?
Yes. Yes. Annika says, I'm a Navy vet. I can get everything clean and rinsed in 90 seconds. Sometimes I even soap up in the bathroom while I wait for the water to get hot. A Hollywood shower for me is about 5 minutes. I hate shaving, so I wax if I feel like removing hair is necessary for some reason. One time about 10 years ago, I smoked some weed and took a 20-minute shower and sang some Mariah Carey songs in there. My husband thought I fell or had a seizure or something because I was taking so long.
That is so funny.
Oh my gosh.
I love it. I love your Navy shower too.
Yes. I'm so impressed.
Yeah.
Clean and rinsed in 90 seconds, soaping up before the water is even hot outside of the shower. Like, what a badass.
Wow. Yeah. Also, I love that you brought up shaving your legs, Annika, because there were people on our Facebook community. That's facebook.com/group/ Kristen and Jolenta, there was some debate about that, saying, you know, those of us who shave our legs, we can't take showers that are under 10 minutes. That's impossible. Those of us who have curly hair, it's impossible for us to take a 10-minute shower or shorter. So, Jolenta, I'm curious about you. You have curly hair and you shaved your legs. Mm-hmm. Does that infringe on your ability to take a shower in under 10 minutes?
Not usually. If my hair takes extra like steps or something, I'll usually do it in the sink beforehand.
That's what my Nana used to do it too.
Yeah. And like I shave while I'm letting like my conditioner soak in and stuff. So I try to like double up on doing 2 steps at once if possible. And I can usually get it done in under 10, especially if I'm like late for something.
Wow. Interesting. As somebody who does not shave, I'm always fascinated with how other people groom and do things.
I also like don't shave every shower.
Ah, got it. All right, let's move on to this letter from Anna. Anna says, I just want to say how reassuring it is for me to hear how infrequently the ladies shower. Yeah, Jolenta, you and I confessed we don't shower every day on this episode.
No.
I struggled with my mental health for a long time and barely showered once a week. Now I have routine days 2 times a week, but have wondered if that's too low, even though I feel clean. Well, first, Anna, we want to say, yay, we're glad we reassured you that maybe you don't need to shower every day.
Yeah.
As for whether or not you're actually clean, I don't know if you are.
I don't know either. I feel like it's a case-by-case basis. It depends on what you're doing during the day and like where you're going.
Yeah. If you're like some of our listeners who get very dirty playing rugby every day, hats off to the people who wrote in who play rugby every day. You know.
Please shower.
Maybe you should take a 2-minute shower every day and get rid of that mud.
Little rinsey poo, you know?
Yeah. But, you know, maybe if you're doing less muddy, less sweaty things, maybe you're totally fine with a 2-a-week shower. So
yeah,
I would just maybe assess what your activities are and your level of exertion and sweat every day. And maybe that would help you to know whether or not 2 times a week is enough for you. For a lot of people, 2 times a week is enough.
Yeah, it depends on just your lifestyle and what you're up to. So Anna, take as few showers as you want, as long as you're not struggling with your mental health. If you are obviously talk to a therapist. And like,
yeah,
it's also good to know that you have a habit of showering less the more depressed you are, because it can be a good barometer of like, ooh, I've slipped down to like only one shower. Am I okay? So like, I think it's a cool way to like be able to check in on yourself.
Oh, yeah. I love that point of view, Jolenta. It is nice to have little guides to how we're doing or not doing well.
Right, right.
Switching gears, some of you wanted to point out additional benefits to less frequent bathing that we did not even mention in our episode.
Right. Katie wrote in to say, washing less frequently certainly has benefits. One you didn't mention is allergies. I suffer from severe environmental and scent allergies. Someone else's perfume can give me hives from my underarms down my ribs. It's brutal. Washing my body when I've had an exposure to an irritant is painful at best. My allergist recommended not using traditional soap as often. I use a cleanser like Cetaphil instead. And only washing what I refer to as my pits and bits and rinsing the rest of my skin.
Yes. Allergies. That's a really valid point. As somebody who has a lot of allergies,
right.
Yeah, I hear you.
Right. Like dermatitis, contact dermatitis, it's real and it can get so painful. So yeah, I think it's smart to remember that, like, especially if you have allergy prone skin, overuse of soap can dry it out and make it more painful.
Yeah. And a lot of older people are advised to wash less frequently because as we age, our skin does get thinner, it does get drier, and it does get more delicate. So those allergens, those drying components, they can really hit us harder the older we get too. So very good points. Dylan wrote in to say, in your defense of shorter or less frequent showers, you mentioned water waste, but there are also enormous resources that go into processing, distributing, and heating our water. And even if you don't care about the environment, there's a personal cost. According to energy.gov, water heating is typically the second largest energy expense in any home. I often hear people in wet parts of the U.S. defend their excessive water use, forgetting this important part of the equation.
Right. Yeah. Water isn't heating itself. It isn't running down from the mountain like at shower temp, ready for you.
No, it's not becoming chlorinated and safe for drinking and washing out of nowhere, right?
Weirdly, no. No. So yeah, it turns out resources and energy go into processing it and heating it.
Absolutely. Yes. Great point, Dylan.
And one of our listeners wrote in with a great story for all the folks out there who feel incapable of taking shorter showers. Allison says, I used to think I needed an hour to shower, including not less than 20 minutes just standing under the water. Then I had a kid. Now I can be in and out in 5 minutes, faster if there's an ominous crash from elsewhere in the house. Yeah, that'll do it.
Oh, Allison, I think that's so funny. I think a lot of us go through different phases of life where we feel like we need certain things,
totally.
Whether it's a long shower or something else. And then other things happen to maybe point out, maybe we don't need that thing after all. Maybe that thing we thought we needed was just a sometimes thing or a luxury thing or completely unnecessary.
Yep. All right. We are going to take a quick break, but reminder, you can always share your stories with us at kristenandjolenta@gmail.com.
Coming up, your thoughts on dopamine use. Stay with us.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Meet the next generation of podcast stars with SiriusXM's Listen Next program, presented by State Farm. As part of their mission to help voices be heard, State Farm teamed up with SiriusXM to uplift diverse and emerging creators. Tune in to Stars and Stars with Issa as host Issa Nakazawa dives into birth charts of her celeb guests. This is just the start of a new wave of podcasting. Visit statefarm.com to find out how we can help prepare for your future. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey everyone, we're back. And now let's hear some of your thoughts on DOPA menus.
Yes, they're dope. Aloysius says, I don't have ADHD, but the DOPA menu sounds a lot like the list of things I have that I can do when I'm craving food that's bad for me. I'm diabetic and have a history of binge eating, so I have a list of activities I can do to wait until the craving goes away. Knitting, going for a walk, talking to a friend, playing a computer game, making and really savoring a pot of tea, journaling, meditation, reading and watching TV don't work because I can easily eat at the same time. It's a pretty good strategy for getting past that must eat everything stage.
Oh, Aloysius, it sounds like you have a DOPA menu there,
totally.
Even though you don't call it a DOPA menu. Yeah.
You may not have it divided into like starters and mains and such, but that definitely sounds like a DOPA menu.
Yeah. I love that knitting is on your list also because we have so many knitters who listen to Buy the Book. I believe the group that some of the listeners created was called Buy the Hook for people who are into yarn crafts at one point.
Yeah, and yarn enthusiasts. It's still up and running.
So, Aloysius, you might want to join that Facebook community also.
Yeah, for
Buy
real.
Buy the Hook. I'm thinking of getting back into that myself. So, you know, I might be in the group too. We'll see.
I'm currently crocheting a sweater, so
I know you are.
Stand by and check out my Instagram soon, at Jolenda_G.
Yes, do that. Jolenta's very gifted with the handicrafts. Very good. Let's move on to this next letter from Krista.
Yes, shall we?
Yes, let's do it. Krista says, woohoo, today's episode was like catered to my niche needs. LOL, loved it. The biggest DOPA menu that I found that works for me is a to-do list app. Absolutely nothing gives me more dopamine than finishing the tasks I need to do, but left to my own devices, I'm just not going to get it done. I do add little items to my daily list to personalize it, which sounds a lot like the DOPA menu part. Now I need to find this all on TikTok.
It's there for you, Krista. I promise you'll find it.
I just want to put in a good word for to-do lists. As you know, Jolenta, I love my to-do list too.
No, it's great.
Yeah, crossing things off or maybe even just adding some things I already got done this morning before I started working and then I could cross them off. And then I feel
totally.
Like,
totally. Add
that thing
little things that pop up throughout the day that you had to deal with and then be like, did it. It's the best. It's what my former therapist would call an esteemable action where you're like, ooh. Oh, I did this. It was productive for my life and I feel good about it. And like, here's a moment to celebrate that because I'm a good person who does good shit.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Esteemable actions.
Right?
All right. But Jolenta, it's business time now. We have got to talk about living by our own DOPA menus. We promised in the main episode that you were going to live by your DOPA menu and record some audio and share it today. I said I would do the same. I would create my own DOPA menu and share some audio. So should we get to that?
Well, Kristen, first and foremost, I would like to say, because I have ADHD, I forgot I said I was going to record some audio and did not do it. I am so sorry. I am a fucking liar. I lied. I didn't do what I said I would do. Although I did a few days ago, like randomly pull out my little electric piano and play on it. And I'd like to think it's because I saw play piano listed on my DOPA menu because I haven't played it in like years.
Oh,
so
good.
I'd like to think maybe it rubbed off a little bit.
Good. Okay. So you did it.
I did. Let's pretend I did. I'm sorry I didn't record anything, listeners. I promise to do a better job next time when I say I'll record an audio diary. I don't mean to let you down. And Kristen, I'm sorry I didn't do it to you, too.
It's all good. It's all good.
I assume you did it because you always do the homework.
I don't always do the homework, but I did do the homework this time. So do you want to hear, first of all, what's on my DOPA menu?
Yes, please.
Okay. So for appetizers, as I already mentioned on the show, when I want just a little tiny boost that only takes a minute or two, I like to positively gossip, sing, listen to an earnest song that's just so cheesy it's eye-rolling. I like to try on a cute outfit. All of those things only take a couple minutes. But I added to my DOPA menu, load or unload the dishwasher while listening to a podcast. Our dishwasher, by the way, is tiny. It's not like a regular sized dishwasher. So this, you know, it only takes a few minutes. Do something nice for someone. Send a quick text to a friend to let them know I'm thinking of them. And then send admiration notes and leave good reviews in Apple Podcasts for podcasts I love. So those are some of my appetizers. For entrees, a lot of the same things you had, Jolenta, you know, hanging out with a friend on the stoop, going on a walk, listening to a podcast while I walk, watching Christmas movies on the couch, of course, you know, side dishes. These are the things you said just kind of add to an experience, make things better. Right. So for me, that includes my purple slippers, my big blue blanket, and my eating pillow, which is
your tray pillow.
Yes, exactly.
One of those lap trays that's got like a pillow bottom and a hard top.
Yes. Yes.
It doesn't say like dinner time, come and get it on it or anything, does it?
No, it doesn't. But it should. It should.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I imagine whenever you say eating pillow. I digress. Back to your DOPA menu.
No, it's all good. So desserts, these are things that are not necessarily as nourishing or admirable, if I understand correctly. So for me, desserts include going onto Reddit and reading TV recaps and then just going down a hole.
Of, yes.
Like reading everyone else's comments, like what do they think about The Golden Bachelor? Who do they think is going to win? And then people debating over what that's going to be. And then for specials, I included traveling to see my family because the specials are big, giant things that maybe I can only do once or twice a year.
They take planning and they take money off and
So yeah, travel is my big special item. But I recorded an audio diary of myself doing one of the appetizers.
Love it.
And that was, I took a break from my work because I was starting to zone out doing work. And I decided I'm going to listen to a podcast and I'm going to load the dishwasher. So here's the tape.
Spatula. Ladle. Pot lid. Drinking glass. Other drinking glass. And, okay. All right, well, here's the problem now. That took less than 1 minute, and I just want to keep listening to this podcast, so maybe that's not the best item to have on my DOPA menu. Maybe not.
So our side dish kind of took over as a main event, it seems like. Once the task at hand was finished, side dish takes over. And as long as you finish the task at hand, loading the dishwasher, like, then enjoy your side. Why not? You know, it's the same as, like, having to finish your broccoli before you can eat some more French fries. Like, if you save all the French fries for last, like, it's fine if you just sit and enjoy them.
Oh, Jolenta, I love your permissiveness on this. Because that episode was like another hour after that. And then I just sat there and listened to the episode while I scrolled on my phone.
As long as you did the thing you meant to do, like the chore part, like enjoy your fucking side.
Yay!
It's not your fault that your, you know, initial task was just a small little bite of broccoli and then your side was a heaping pile of fries. Like, who cares?
Yes, thank you, Jolenta.
It all fits on the menu still.
Good. So even though I thought it was a DOPA menu fail, you think it was still a win?
I think it's a win. I think you got like a chore done and did it in an enjoyable way and then kept enjoying the enjoyable thing. Great. Love it.
All right. I'll take it.
Good. It's a win. This isn't by the book. I can rationalize the shit out of it without a text to go to saying we're wrong.
Yes. Yes.
On that note, we're going to take a quick break. And when we're back, we have some additional advice for a recent letter writer.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun. And that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium-iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
We are back, and now all of you out there have some additional words of wisdom for one of our recent advice seekers. This is the letter writer who wrote in seeking advice about having named her children some sort of culturally appropriated names.
Yes. Kimberly says, as one mom of a child with a unique name to another, a little bit of grace for yourself is appropriate. I'm not here to speak for the community the names come from or absolve you of your decisions. But the one thing about names is that your kids can blame their mom, you, if they come into contact with someone who gets upset about their names. I know a lady named Wendy, W-I-N-D-Y, who would just say, quote, "My parents were fucking hippies when they named me." And that was all she had to say to stop the questions about the spelling of her name. I think having a quick one-off when they don't want to talk about their name origins and a quick "my name means and it comes from blank" and a longer, more in-depth knowledge of their names will help them navigate future conversations. But really, I think most people understand that children don't actually have a say in their name when they aren't even born.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, Jolenta, you may remember that when we first got that letter from that advice seeker that I said I knew somebody back in the day who had a culturally possibly insensitive, appropriated name. Mm-hmm. And this person who I used to work with, she would say, "My mom was young and stupid. She yeah. just thought it sounded pretty." And that was always her answer. "My mom is young and stupid, and she just thought it sounded pretty." And her response, I didn't say when we were responding to the letter writer, because I don't want the letter writer to think that we're saying she is stupid. We're not saying you're stupid. Yeah. But the fact that that old coworker of mine, she just always had that at the ready. So I like Kimberly's take on it a little bit better. But it's kind of the same thing where it's like, this isn't about me. Please don't roll your eyes at me for having this name. I didn't choose it. My mom did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
And like, what kid isn't blaming their parents for everything anyway? So like, you know, it doesn't hurt too much if we let them run with it, especially when like you're not their letter writer. You know, they can talk some shit about you if that's what they need to like make people feel comfortable with their name. It's sometimes annoying. I know as someone just with a weird name, it's annoying to have a spiel just about how to pronounce it, let alone like where it comes from. But I do think it's definitely helpful just to have it like at the ready so you don't have to think.
Yeah.
Sasha wrote in to say, "I changed my name as an adult. My dad, who chose it, was gracious and kind about the change. My mom was not. Ultimately, changing it was about me, and I've never regretted it even for a second. One of the very best things I've ever done in my life. But how they reacted has stuck with me. My dad's acceptance was a gift. If your kid decides to change their names, be like my dad and be proud that they are taking care of themselves and showing themselves love."
Oh, Sasha, that is such a beautiful letter. The story of your dad being accepting, I should say, is beautiful. I'm sorry that your mom has not been so accepting of your name change.
It's a bummer.
Yeah. At least one family member did change their name in my family. And some of my friends who have non-binary or trans kids, they've changed their names too.
Totally.
And it's just sometimes something that people do in life. People sometimes change their names. And accepting that with love is a beautiful thing. And
right.
if we can all do that, I think it would make everybody feel better if we can approach it with love. I'm not saying right. that maybe behind closed doors, later on, you can say, "Oh, I'm kind of sad to see that name go, the thought that went into the name." But how you're reacting to the person and their name change if we can do that with love, I think that we should. We absolutely should, like your dad did Sasha.
Right. And like, we have to, you know, keep in mind if it's a difficult thing to swallow, like your kid or whoever is changing their name has to like really, really feel like the name doesn't fit, because changing your name is a pain in the ass. And so no one's going to put themselves through all that BS if they aren't like really sure or don't feel like it's really necessary. So, you know, you can usually trust in that decision.
Absolutely.
And that's it for this episode of How to Be Fine. Huge thank you, as always, to our production team at Stitcher, our executive producer, Nora Ritchie, our producer, Chantel Holder, and our composer slash engineer, Casey Holford.
Reminder, you can always follow us on Instagram. We are at How to Be Fine Pod. We have little videos there. We have photos there. We interact with all of you fine listeners. Again, that's Instagram at How to Be Fine Pod.
And if you haven't already, please rate and review this show wherever you listen to podcasts. You can look down at your phone probably right now and hit like 5 stars and write a little ditty about why you enjoyed the show. Write to us with a subject you want us to cover on the show. Just put a little emoji, a smiley face or something. Let us know how your emojis feel about the show.
Until next time, I'm Kristen Meinzer.
And I'm Jolenta Greenberg.
Thank you so much for listening, everyone.
We'll see you next week.
Until then, stay fine.
Stitcher.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's Mix and Match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.